And welcome to the Warminster Town Football Club Supporter Podcast, and I'm your host, Roland Millward. Welcome to our podcast. Before we go any further, please listen to the following announcement. Have you thought about volunteering for Warminster Town Football Club? Well, we are looking for volunteers. There are many things to do on match day and on non-match days in and around the club. So if you're able to help, get in touch with David Parry, our chairman, and you can email him chairman@warminstertownfc.com. That's David Parry, chairman@warminstertownfc.com. And please consider volunteering for your club. So we're pleased to welcome Jamie House. It's good to be back with a podcast, Jamie. So how are you doing?
I'm not too bad, thank you. You?
Yeah, very well. Thank you very much indeed. Kind of an up and down week for Warminster Town Football Club. So shall we talk about the up, first of all, with the away trip to Welton Rovers on Tuesday?
Yeah, our last evening game of the season, hopefully. Assuming other games don't get postponed and put in a midweek day sometime. But it was a decent game, I think. I think we played fairly well. I think we limited Welton Rovers to their chances. They did have a few, but they have been struggling a bit for goals, at least in the sort of first 90 minutes. I mean, they're getting a lot of their winners in the stoppage time at the end of the 90 at the moment. So, and we managed to stop them from doing that. And you can see why in stoppage time, they were sort of throwing everything but the kitchen sink at us. So you can see why they're sort of getting late winners like that. But we managed to fend them off and take the 1-0 win ahead of from Martin Johnson at the near post in the second half, I think it was. Picking up three big points against one of the fellow title challengers. It's, good game.
A good game. And indeed, thanks to Sam Thompson, particularly the last save he pulled off in the additional time when Welton were really stomping it. He really did pull off a fantastic save, worthy of any Match of the Day pundit to give praise to, I think, that one.
Absolutely. He was a hero of the night, I think. He made a good save about halfway through the second half or towards the end of the second half. And then, like you say, that final save where, I think any other day that's probably going in. Hero of the night.
Absolutely. So that was the 3 points on the plus side. But then our little trip to Bishop Sutton on Saturday just wouldn't go in the back of the net, would it?
No, when it's not going for you, it's just not happening for you. And unfortunately, that was a day where it just wasn't happening for us. We weren't all that great in the first half, I didn't think. I think Bishop Sutton did a good job of sort of limiting our chances and they were creating a few of their own. They certainly didn't look like the same side we beat 5-0 at home.
No.
Their goal was, a good enough goal. It probably shouldn't have happened. It was kind of an overhead kick, sort of. I don't think, was the player even looking in the direction or was it just sort of...
He had his back...
Well, sort of hit in hope.
Yeah, it was a throw-in that came in and bounced and the bounce wasn't dealt with. So he managed to chest it down and then sort of hook it round back with his back to goal and actually turn enough and hook it into the left-hand side of the
into
net.
Into the back of the net, yeah.
Yeah.
So, like I said, when it's not going for you and the other team get a bit of luck, it's that's it. But yeah, second half, I think we must have hit the woodwork three or four times, I think.
Oh,
twice in the space of about 3 seconds.
Absolutely.
And then we got a penalty as well, goalkeeper wiping out Seth, I think it was. I don't know how many penalties that is now. Is that 15 or 16 for the season now we've won?
Record
Never
number.
Seen so many penalties awarded. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Jeff has stepped up and unfortunately the keeper saved it. So, like I said, again, it just would not go in for us, unfortunately.
No, and sadly too, the keeper did actually move forwards before the shot was struck, so he gained advantage there.
I'm pretty sure the keeper noticed it. Line there.
If you look at the bit of video footage that the Weymouth Street Massive have put out, they were standing in line with the penalty area. And you can see the keeper move forward, and the referee was watching Jeffers.
Yeah, yeah. But then that's why his linesman's there.
Linesman should have flagged that one and noticed that one. He'd gone forward enough just to get that little bit of extra room to get his fingers on the end of that. But there you go.
It's how just those things. Yeah, surprising how just that little move forward can sort of severely limit the angle. So it's unfortunate, but.
It's one of those, if they guess the way you're going to go, then, you know, it's in their favour. If they don't, it doesn't matter either way. You know?
No, but there we go.
Yeah. So that's that. So we finished it with a 1-0 loss at Bishop Sutton. So, and of course, unfortunately for us, Wincanton went and won again.
Yeah, they've been on a bit of a winning streak at the moment. I mean, they do have a game in hand on us and better goal difference as well. So I think, if they'd have won their game in hand on us, they would have gone above us anyway.
But
it's unfortunate that we have slipped to fourth. It was kind of nice being in second and third, but you know, we're still in the playoffs if they happen, so that's something.
I don't think we can really be caught now by Radstock, because they did lose as well, I think. So I think we're pretty safe. Well, fourth is the worst spot we shall finish up in, which is not bad. We shall be, as we've learned at the moment, is a playoff position, so that's all exciting stuff. So the season won't end right at the end of April. If that's the case, it will extend a little bit for us. So shall we just go through the table, Jamie, just to take the top few and the bottom view as well, just to have a little look.
Sherborne Town are top of the league, naturally. They are 9 points ahead of 9 points ahead of Welton Rovers now. I think they're pretty safe unless they suddenly have a bad run. And Welton Rovers have a good run, but I think they've pretty much secured their the top spot now. Welton Rovers are in second at the moment. Wincanton obviously third. We are fourth, and Radstock are fifth. They round out the playoff positions, and Wells City are only 3 points behind them. But Radstock do have a game in hand on them, so I don't think Radstock are going to be caught. But you never know; it's football. And then at the bottom of the league, obviously Devizes Town are still propping up the table, although they've been sort of threatening to win a game lately. They've been given a few teams a run for their money, so you know, anything can happen there. And we've got to play them at home in a couple of weeks, so that should be an interesting one, another local derby. Bishop's Lydiard are just above them. Bristol Telephones round out the relegation spots. I believe relegation is three teams at the bottom, possibly. And then Almondsbury are just above them. And then Gillingham Town round out the bottom five in 17th.
That's it. So it's we've got quite a few exciting games to come, really. Our next home match is coming up on this Saturday when we've got the Rocks coming. Do you think we'll get four penalties again?
Well, I'll tell you what, that game really boosted up our penalty numbers. But I don't know, possibly. I mean, we've been given lots of penalties this year. I mean, like you say, four of them came against Titherington Rocks, but we've had so many since. I've never seen so many penalties given season. It's crazy.
I think I've seen more penalties this season than in the last five, I should think.
Yeah, I think I've seen more penalties this season than in about the 10 years I've been coming to watch Warminster. Yeah. So
never usually get any, so it's pretty amazing.
No, exactly.
Yeah, so that's all interesting stuff. So, yes, now, of course, we've got the weekend of the bank holiday coming up. Almost 2 weeks' time, is a bit under. So on the Friday, this is when Devizes are coming. So we're going to try and encourage everyone that can to come along to that match and support Warminster Town. Going to be a big game for us.
We want a big crowd for that one. Yeah,
as many at the ground as we can. You know, that'd be great, wouldn't it? And then, of course, on the Monday, we're down at Cheddar.
Yes, hopefully we'll actually get there this season.
Yes, we kept bad weather, all kinds of things going on, COVID, you name it. We've had all sorts to put us off from getting down to Cheddar to watch a match. So we'll be getting down to Cheddar. Now, the good news about the bank holiday one, because it's a Friday and a Monday, we can be live on YouTube as well. So if anybody can't make it to a match, they live too far away or circumstances, you will be able to watch those two games on YouTube. So look out for those. They will be the final ones of the league season. Hopefully we'll be able to, playoffs still do go ahead, you never know with the FA, but we should be able to put those out live as well, potentially. Have to wait and see on that, but we'll keep everybody up to date when we know what's happening on that front. Now, Jamie, can we have a little review? Because I know you go and take the photographs at the ladies' games whenever possible, and you've been following them recently, and we're up to Warminster v Froome. How did that go on Sunday?
Yeah, it was an all right game. It wasn't quite as exciting as the game the weekend before against Swindon Town Development, our main title rivals. But we ran out 2-1 winners, same score as we beat them on the opening day of the season over at their place. So it's another 3 big points in the push for the title.
And I believe we're doing very well with a good chance of getting the title potentially for Warminster Ladies.
Yeah, it is currently advantage to Warminster after beating Swindon last weekend. A fairly convincing win as well. It was 5-2. That's put us basically an advantage of 1 point to us with a game in hand. So if we win our game, we go a point ahead of them, shall I say. It's ours to lose as it stands.
Very good, isn't it? Excellent season for them. It's a difficult one with teams dropping out and lots of postponements with weather issues and things like that for them as well, because some of the grounds they play on aren't particularly great pitches, I believe, and have suffered weather-wise. So, and then now, of course, they're paying teams 3 times, I believe, aren't they, as well, rather than the usual 2 in the season to get the numbers up.
Yeah, it's been a funny old season. Like you say, a lot of games were postponed at the beginning of the season. I think they played about 3 games in about 5 weeks or something ridiculous like that. The weather was not good at the beginning of the season. But they're getting into a bit of a rhythm now. Like you say, a couple of teams dropped out of the league. I think Laverstock and Ford, and I think Swindon Supermarine were the other one that dropped out. So, as you say, they're playing all the teams 3 times now. So it's been an interesting one.
Good. Well, we wish them well. And hopefully, you know, we could have both the men's and the ladies promoted somewhere. Where, we don't know yet, will we?
No. Well, the ladies will go into the Premier Division of the league they're currently in.
Well, that's a good one. Then we know that one. That's a certainty. That's excellent.
But as you say, for the men, who knows?
Watch this space with the Football Association, where they want teams to go. You've been promoted. We're not going to tell you where yet, but eventually you will find out.
Yeah.
It's a strange old game. But there you go.
It is.
So thanks, Jamie, for that. So we look forward to our next match. 5 to go in the league, so potentially 15 points still on the board for us. We've played a game more than Wincanton, so as I say, we're on the same points though, aren't we? 74 with them, so
I believe so, yes.
We could still get back into third place there, and even potentially Welton, but the way they have been grinding out results, we did well to win, so they'll probably beat others they face, but you never know. So we'll just see you soon. See you on Saturday. And look forward to an exciting game. Take care.
Indeed. Bye.
Bye. Well, there goes the final whistle. I want to thank you for joining us on the podcast. We certainly appreciate your support and the way that you support Warminster Town Football Club. And don't forget, if you'd like to volunteer, please get in touch with the club via our chairman, as we've mentioned earlier. Thank you. We look forward to welcoming you again to yet another podcast, the Warminster Town Football Club Supporter Podcast. Take care.